Hello, this is Kyle Toll of Null 6, author of Thoughts of an Eaten Son, and this is the post, The Sin of Two Extremes. The universe is a complex place, and humans spend a great deal of time and energy trying to understand it. Removing unnecessary intricacy and abstraction are two methods that let us live without getting swamped in the details. If you thought of how many billions and billions of photons hit your retina every millisecond and how your brain processes all those signals, you'd be inundated with information and soon suffer paralysis as all your faculties focused on the minutiae. Luckily, our bodies and brains have evolved to let us get the information we really want, whether or not a bear is about to maul our pack mule Teddy. College professors are particularly in favor of abstraction. Where do you think all the models of organizational behavior, object-oriented analysis, physical systems, and human thought come from? They come from taking something really complex, stripping it down to bare bones, and hoping we don't lose a few bones on the way to the museum. I am really feeling these crummy analogies today. A few quarters ago, I took an organizational behavior class, and the professor presented all sorts of models. The sheer number of models for motivation alone show there is considerable work to be done. One model did not contradict the others, instead it complemented them. If ever a single model can be had, it will be an amalgamation of all the current distinct models. One of the greatest sins of knowledge is boiling down a complex system too far. The actions humans undertake are not simply good or evil. For the sake of some discussions, it is easier to idealize the world and say that there are only two sides, but once we move out of fairy tale land, we hit hard times. Well, that person stole food, but it was for his starving family. Unless you are some authoritarian bastard or some anarchistic halfwit, you'd probably agree that there is a gray area. If you are an authoritarian bastard or an anarchistic halfwit, please keep reading, maybe you'll learn why you're dumb. Instead of breaking all ideas, problem domains, or the universe into two and only two extremes, let's consider things on a continuum. The person earlier had good intentions, but accomplished them in a not so good way. If you consider the person solely evil, you're just being harsh. If you consider the person solely good, you're being overly lenient. Even our judicial system, as woefully twisted as it may be, recognizes a gradient in crimes. Treating all convicted criminals like murderers wouldn't accomplish much, nor would treating them all like juvenile delinquents. Upon reflection, I noticed that in the carnivore post, there's a link to it, I said that we needed to determine whether animals are robots or humans, or like robots or humans. I recognize this was a huge mistake. It's not fair to say that animals are either robotic or humanistic. Labeling animals, going back, is humanistic even the correct word to use there? I don't really know. But anyways, I'm gonna use it. Labeling animals one of two ways is really nice and convenient, but it's a bad idea because, for the most part, it hinders our thinking. A cricket's mental capacity is obviously different from a dolphin's and would fall on the robot-human gradient in a different place. Most humans operate under the assumption that we're the only beings around that are, as we'd say, human. An interesting question is, what makes humans intrinsically different from any other animal? Can we definitively say? I need to look more into this topic because I'm sure greater minds have pondered this. Humans share some likeness to robots and vice versa, especially since we created them. Can we comprehend a being which would surpass us on our end of the human scale? That's doubtful. Is it possible that something could surpass us in reality? It's possible. Is it probable? I'm not even going to hazard a guess. There are cases when a dichotomy is a correct division. There are either two pennies here, or there are not two pennies here, true or false. But then again, maybe the answer is conditional, or is even semantically determined, in which case a continuum would more accurately express reality. Even the sin of two extremes is a case of two extremes. I call the division of domains into two extremes a sin, whereas the division of two domains into other than two extremes is not a sin. Sin and not a sin. Perhaps I can escape the quandary by saying that on a sin ladder, it would get a 9.5. See, I even accommodate other than integer numbers and all. Whew, crisis averted. In the future, if I mistakenly repeat this terocious, combination of terrible and atrocious, thought blunder, don't hesitate to remind me. Kindly though, my ego is fragile, via comments at the bottom. I'm also interested in hearing your thoughts. In what ways do you commonly commit the sin of two extremes? Maybe you feel Uggs are pure evil, and the person wearing them is consequently pure evil. Perhaps you feel cyclists are by default retarded. I'll stop here because I don't want to take away the fun of introspection. I do want to hear what you have to say, though. I thrive on discussion. Please post your comments on here as opposed to Twitter, Facebook, or email, because it'll be better appreciated here in the context of all the other comments.